I don't like a lot of sting.
Now, have you ever seen these wasps that build nests out of dirt or mud and they don't sting?
Yeah, they call them dirt daubers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of a little insect that there are not as many of them as there used to be, but they're terrible. They sting you and they draw blood out. Mm-hmm. And you have to swat them, and they're just little. Yeah, I'm sure you know what I mean.
A buck fly?
A buck fly is, this isn't a fly. This is something much smaller than that. These are very, just, there's practically nothing to them. Mm-hmm. Skeet.
A sweat bee.
Well, no, this is something I think, this might be, I was thinking of a, this is a thing that, when it bites you, it leaves a kind of a welt. It stops on you and sticks
mosquito?
That. Yeah.
Mosquito. Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that, especially see them in the, where you're out in the kind of a wooded area, and they dig under your skin.
A tick?
All right, like a tick or a
tick.
Ticks bother, I didn't know ticks bothered people.
Oh yes, they get on people.
I know that animals, maybe they bother
people. Get on animals too.
Now this might be even bigger than a tick though.
You get them out of the woods?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of either a red bug or a chigger.
Oh, chiggers. Yeah, they bury their self up in the mud.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, are chiggers bigger than ticks?
Oh, no, chiggers are real small things.
Oh, ticks are bigger than chiggers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
See, a chigger, you can't hardly see a chigger until he fills himself up with blood.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. He gets bigger after he gets inside of you. That's what it's... Now, these things that... You see them in the grass, you're walking along the grass, and all of a sudden they jump up, they hop along in the grass.
Well, I guess that's a grasshopper.
Did you ever hear them called anything else?
No, just grasshoppers.
Did you ever hear them call hopper grass?
No.
Never did, huh?
Just grasshoppers.
Okay. And small fish used for bait.
Bait?
Yeah.
Minnows?
Yeah. And a nest made by a spider.
Well, that's a whale.
Would you call it the same thing indoors or out?
We call them spider webs.
Inside or outside the house. And the parts of a tree that are underground are called the?
The roots.
Now, we talked about the maple tree before. What would you call a number of maple trees growing together that you were going to use for, sugar maple trees, if there were several of them growing together?
You call it a grove?
All right. Do you ever call it anything? Anything else? Now this is a tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark, and they very big trees.
Birch.
Sycamore. Yeah. And what other?